Joining us in studio, we have with us Tom Orlando, Lorain County Clerk of Courts, joining us, representing sort of the Democratic side. And on the phone, we have our conservative commentator, David Arredondo. Good morning, David.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
We're doing okay. If you happen to hear any of this noise this morning.
What we're doing, we're just ever at it. What they're doing, example of Mexico system. Agreement. Is that okay? Good. She made the agreements better. The people.
A lot of sniffling going last night. David maybe have a little bit of, or Tom this morning has a little bit of cold. We heard a cough before and now sniffling, but we can get through it because that's what it is for this morning. So let's start, I guess, David, since you're joining us on the phone this morning, what were some
of your
insights from last night's debate?
Well, just to start off, I would like to say three things. If there's anyone who had an edge in debate, I think Hillary came out with that. But after she had a 6 or 7 point lead through the month of August, she squandered that so that it is now at a virtual tie. So she needed to do very, very well to stop the bleeding, and I think she might have done so. Secondly, Trump did well enough to look presidential, especially when it came to the economy and trade. One of his best lines was to Hillary, you've been doing this for 30 years and you're just now thinking of solutions. Actually, they've been at her and Bill have been at it for 40 years, going back to Arkansas. And then the last takeaway I have is this morning there are three online polls I've seen. And the Time Magazine poll has Trump winning 52 to 48. CNBC has him winning 64 to 36. Drudge has him at 82 and 18. This is just indicative that the Trump voters are way more passionate, and they're using the internet and media to reflect that.
Tom Orlando, your thoughts on last night?
David, good morning.
Good morning, Tom.
I'm shocked that you mentioned the Drudge poll. far right wing website there. So if
I use CNBC and Time, and they're certainly not if
Trump
conservative
can't win,
by any stretch of the imagination.
I hear you, but if Trump can't win with the Drudge poll, you know he's in big trouble. I also saw this morning that they did a little research on Google Trends prior to the debate on searches, and it was pretty much 50-50 between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump prior to last night's debate. This morning, every state in the union, all 50 states, the Google trends were all towards Hillary Clinton on searches from last night. I don't think that there were any home runs last night for either side, and I don't think anyone totally disqualified themselves either. I do feel that you can see a stark difference with the two candidates up there, and the preparedness of Donald Trump was actually surprising. He really did not have an in-depth understanding of a lot of the issues, and you can tell that Hillary Clinton did her homework. And, you know, when you talk about the fact that Hillary Clinton has been in politics for many years now, there are a lot of good things that happened from those years, especially on health care for children. The Family Medical Leave Act was passed under President Clinton, so there were a lot of advances made through the years with Hillary Clinton. I think when you walk away from that debate, the biggest impact that I saw was basically on taxes. And we have a lot of people in our country who have done very, very well over the last 10, 15 years. And that's great because in America you work to move ahead. But when you look at the wealth gap that's going on right now in the United States of America, the top 5% control more than half of the wealth in this country. And I think you're starting to see a pushback from people that go to work every day, pay their taxes, and don't have the loopholes like people like Donald Trump do to not pay taxes and then brag when they don't pay taxes and call themselves smart for not paying taxes. I don't know how he thinks we pay for police and fire and roads and other government services that keep all of us healthy with healthy water, with protection, both at home and abroad. So I felt that was the biggest difference between the two, that Hillary Clinton wants the uber wealthy to pay their fair share. And I think they're all going to do pretty good even when they start paying their fair share. And Donald Trump wants to cut taxes for the high-end millionaires and billionaires in this country. And I don't know how you're going to get things done that we need done, especially in infrastructure, if the ultra-wealthy don't start paying their fair share.
Hey, Tom, you just mentioned that over the last 15 years, a growing number of people have gotten wealthy. Well, as I seem to recall, about 15 years ago, a certain couple left the White House declaring that we were flat broke. And now they are worth millions, and it bemuses me how, in fact, they gained all that wealth through foundation and all kinds of other questionable type of activities. So just observing there.
Well, and David, I'm glad you made that observation and brought that up, because that's a very good point. The difference between the Clintons and the Trumps are the Clintons have actually released their tax returns. We know what they pay in taxes. And guess what? They pay federal income tax. If the Republican nominee, Donald Trump, would release his tax returns, we would have an idea of what he actually pays in taxes. So going out and getting wealthy, that's the American dream. And people should continue to do that. That's what makes our country great. But when you look at what someone pays at the high end of the scale and the loopholes that are available that Donald Trump was bragging about last night, when most people in Lorain County get up and go to work every day and pay their taxes, I mean, I think that's a smack in the face of the people that actually have to go out and earn a living every day. And I think a lot of people are walking away from that debate last night saying, you know, can they really relate to Donald Trump and his situation? I mean, we've had other candidates for president who have been extremely wealthy, including the Kennedy family, but they had an understanding of what everyday people have to do to pay their bills. And I just thought he really dropped the ball there. I thought he should have shown a little bit of humility towards everyone else out there in this country, the 99% that have to go to work and pay their federal taxes. I just thought he kind of dropped the ball there.
Well, actually, what Trump has going for him is the stark contrast from Hillary Clinton, and that is she represents the past and what's been going on to get us to the situation where we are in, where so many Americans are not doing very well, particularly, as you stated, Lorain County. And the difference in this election is between the right and the left. The left, which is intent on raising taxes and expanding government, and the right that wants to shrink government, make people more responsible and independent, and certainly to give middle Americans the badly needed tax breaks, as well as those at the top who also do need a tax break.
Well, I didn't even see, David, respectfully can disagree on those at the very top and whether or not that they should be getting a tax break right now. But when you do talk about the past, I mean, let's talk about 8 years ago. When President Barack Obama took office, our country was getting ready to go over a financial cliff. That was after the 8 years of President Bill Clinton, where he left us with a huge surplus. That money was squandered by President George W. Bush. And as he was leaving office, President Obama had to take a country that was literally, like I said, going off a financial cliff and has at least stabilized us over the last 8 years. I don't think we want to go back to the policies of giving huge tax breaks to the wealthy and hope and pray that some of that money may trickle down to the people that have to get up and work every day. But I think that's more of a philosophical difference, and I think we can, you know, just agree to disagree on that one. But I think
let's just be fair at this, and sure, that what happened very shortly after George Bush took office was 9/11, and a lot of what had been accumulated had to be spent towards national security. So don't talk about squandering anything.
Well, I will tell you this, David. George W. Bush, by invading Iraq, okay, squandered.
But Hillary voted to do so.
Let's just go on that for a second, though. And I know we're going back a ways here, but I don't see a lot of people standing up and defending that move, because we did squander our treasury and affected so many, lost so many lives and affected so many lives of those who, you know, signed up to serve here. So there was, that was a horrible, horrible, tragic event that happened here. I totally agree. But some of the actions that were taken after that by the Republican president also had a dire, dire and long-lasting effect on lives and our treasury.
Keep in mind that 99% of the Congress approved of that action, and Hillary Clinton and all of the Democrats were part of that.
Well, when you had, and part of that too was, and I think it's pretty much agreed on now, that there were false intelligence reports that were provided to those members before they voted, and these weapons of mass destruction have never been found. There's no receipts for them anywhere. And I think that that plays into it too. But when you look at the financial state, yes, that was a horrible 9/11, and we're, you know, going to pay for that for many years. But when you look at the fact that he had 8 years almost after that, George W. Bush did, and where we left the country at that point with the amount of deficits and the lack of infrastructure investment, when you look at where then Obama, President Obama, has taken the country since then, he's done a pretty good job of stabilizing our country. And I just think at this point, to start talking about giving tax break to the ultra wealthy, I mean the top 1%, with when you look at the gains that they have made compared to the rest of the country, we haven't had a wealth gap like this in the United States of America since the Great Depression. I mean, we need to balance this out a little bit. And most people aren't looking that they're going to end up being super wealthy, but they want to be able to pay their bills, maybe have a little more help sending their kids to college, be able to buy a new car when it's time to buy a new car. I think right now, with the way that the gap has just expanded so far in the United States.
That gap has expanded over the last 8 years greater than before that. And I might remind you that during the Bush years, we did pretty well, where unemployment did get down to 5 or 6%, but also the GDP grew by 3 and 4%. Over the last 8 years, we have had no GDP growth more than 3%. So let's not be crowing about a Obama economy. Let's look at all the inner cities that are doing very poorly, and especially Lorraine. And this has all come through Democrat mayors and over the last 8 years.
Well, and you know, everyone has to, I think, refocus on what has happened to our inner cities. And I think that is a major, major initiative that both parties in our country should undertake, especially when we've been investing trillions of dollars overseas. We need to pay more attention to the inner cities. I totally agree with you there, David. But when you look at some of the things that have been done in Ohio, too, with a lot of our local funds being taken back and going to Columbus, that's had a dire effect, especially on cities like Lorraine as well.
Well, we're run out of time this morning between our two fine debaters this morning, Tom Orlando and also David Arredondo, who's on the phone with us. Any closing comments, I guess, as we move forward to the next debate, which I think is, what, coming up October 8th or somewhere around that?
It's on the 9th, Sunday night.
And I believe the vice presidential debate is on the 4th. That'll be the next debate. I would say, just in closing, David, it's always good to talk to you and exchange ideas.
Likewise, Tom.
Thank you. I think, listen, we all as Americans want to see our country do better. We have some major issues facing our country. You had two Americans go up last night in front of the whole country and the whole world trying to express their ideas on how they want to make us better. And I respect, you know, both of them for going up and doing that. That is not easy to do with every move and every sniffle that you make being, you know, dissected by the country. But I think you saw a stark difference on how we're going to get there, how we're going to change things, and how we can bring our country together. I think Trump's campaign has been largely, you know, run on dividing our country, and I don't think that's healthy for us going forward, where I think Hillary Clinton's campaign has been more inclusive and bringing our country together. And I think our best path forward would be to bring our country together.
David?
Well, I would have to say that the Trump campaign has done a very good job of including many, many Americans. I'm out here in Colorado right now, and I've encountered a number of Trump supporters. I might add that several weeks ago, Colorado was looking firmly in the Clinton camp, And I just saw a CNN poll that showed that Trump was at plus 1%. So what I'm seeing here in this part of the country is people of all different backgrounds, blacks, Hispanics, and there is a huge, huge Hispanic community out here in Colorado that I've seen evidence of support for Trump. So he has really brought together a lot of different parts of our nation. He's covering the inner cities and the rural areas, and I believe that this is a choice between a past of big government and higher taxes and a future of smaller government, better control of government, better run government, and increase job opportunities for all Americans.
Well, it's getting closer, 6 weeks away from the election for the next president of the United States. Our guests this morning, Tom Orlando and David Ardando. Gentlemen, thank you for coming in this morning. Appreciate it. Craig and I can just sit back.
Thank you for helping us on.
Thanks, no problem.